President Donald Trump has capped the number of refugees the US will accept at 7,500 people this fiscal year, which is the lowest number on record, with most expected to be white South Africans. The US previously admitted hundreds of thousands of people fleeing persecution and war, and last year's ceiling set by the Biden administration at 125,000 people. The Trump administration has not given any reason for the reduction in numbers. King Charles's younger brother Andrew has been stripped of his title of prince and asked to leave his home near Windsor Castle over his ties to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The younger brother of Charles and second son of the late Queen Elizabeth, 65-year-old Andrew, has faced mounting pressure over his behaviour and ties to Epstein. Earlier this month, he was forced to stop using his title of Duke of York, and now he's been stripped of his titles. He will be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. United Nations officials say Hurricane Melissa has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis in Haiti, where authorities are locked in a long-running conflict with gangs. United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Haiti, Gregory Goodstein, says Melissa is likely to increase existing issues with infrastructure, hunger and disease.
We have 1.4 million people that are displaced because of gang violence, children at risk of recruitment by gangs, immense psychological distress amongst the displaced population. So all of this is coming on top of the very critical situation that we're facing now. There's also 5.7 million people, which is about half of the population, that is going hungry every day.
Hamas has handed over two bodies. It says are those of deceased Israeli hostages, a day after the fragile Gaza ceasefire was shaken by a series of deadly Israeli strikes across the enclave. The Office of Israel's Prime Minister says two bodies were received by Israeli forces on Thursday in Gaza and are being taken to Israel for identification. Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to keep the pressure on.
No one believed we would do it, but thanks to the combined effort, we did it together. And we are determined to also bring back all our fallen captives. If I'm not mistaken, the Chief of Staff, the Minister of Defence, two others are already being received now. We will not stop, we will not relent until we bring everyone home.
Under the ceasefire, Hamas released all living hostages in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. It committed to handing over the remains of all 28 hostages killed in exchange for 360 Palestinian militants killed in the war. In tennis, Alex de Minaur has been left surprised to learn he's reached the end-of-season ATP finals again, and this year he's vowed not to go to Turin just to make up the numbers. The Australian number one admitted he's been stressed about sealing his place among the season's best eight players who'll all feature in the November Championship next month. And that's SBS News in Easy English.